Hare Krishna. I hope and pray that everyone is all right. Please excuse whatever mistakes or offenses we may have made unto all of you. Today, I was asked to speak something on the life of Srila Rupa Goswami. Our sampradaya is called the Rupanuga Sampradaya, which means that all devotees following in our sampradaya are meant to very carefully follow the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago and spoke the Gita. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita are eternal, without beginning and without end. However, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, performed his wonderful pastimes and reiterated his divine message out of his great compassion for all suffering souls within this world. 500 years ago, that same Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all avatars, appeared in his original transcendental nature as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considered to be the most munificent of all incarnations. For one reason is that Krishna wanted to taste the sweet ecstasy of Srimati Radharani's love. Srimati Radharani is the Fadini Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Lord. It is from her alone that Krishna derives all of his transcendental pleasure. Krishna wanted to experience the love of Radharani. So he appeared with the complexion and the mood of devotion of Sri Radharani, and that is Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to give that same love to everyone and anyone without discrimination through the propagation of the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya only personally wrote 8 verses that we know of today, Shikshastakam. However, he personally entrusted and empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to very, very carefully propagate through the writing of transcendental literatures the very basis of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Rupa Goswami's writings and his examples is the inspiring force behind our whole sampradaya. And therefore, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, before pursuing the fulfillment of His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission of spreading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over the world in the English language, he went to live in the Radha Damodar temple to be right beside the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Rupa Goswami. In Vaishnav culture, we understand that the personality is within his Samadhi, with a very forceful presence even after his disappearance. And by praying and worshipping the great acharyas at their samadhis, we can be fully confident that they hear our prayers and bestow their blessings upon us if we are sincere. Srila Prabhupada would every day pray at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami at his Samadhi Mandir in Vrindavan to give him the necessary potency to perform this extraordinary service of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. As Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami and told him to take those instructions and put them in book form and practice them in his life, Srila Prabhupada began his writing of Srimad Bhagavatam just at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. How important the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami are to each and every one of us. How to describe the glorious life of such a transcendental personality who has descended from the spiritual world? I am quite ashamed to even make such an attempt. But at the request of the Vaishnavas, I beg your permission to try according to my small capacity. We are all insignificant.